And joining me on the phone line is Liana Salama, who is the Vice President of Marketing for the Inspired Home Show. Liana, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, so this is exciting. I know that consumers, you know, cannot go to this show. It's an industry show. But to me, having you folks back in Chicago, which, I mean, you have a rich history of this show and all the vendors and people here in the Chicago area, this is a sign of things improving. And I'm sure you're all very excited to see everybody come back again.
Absolutely. So we've been in Chicago for 84 years.
Wow.
You know, actually, it seems a little bit longer since we had the 2 years we took off there. But being back here is just so exciting. You know, back down here at McCormick Place, seeing everybody coming together and starting to build this show up and getting ready to meet face-to-face for the first time in a really long time.
Yeah.
You know, all of these folks are excited to get out and explore the city, to get to restaurants, to get to shopping. So you're really seeing, you know, the rebirth of the convention industry in Chicago is just so important. Important for our entire community.
And the interesting thing about even the time away from the, you know, the trade show, but innovation within the, you know, I realize it's no longer the home and houseware show, but, you know, those products for the home and houseware, the innovation has continued, and there's a lot to be excited about on the horizon.
Absolutely. In fact, our industry, in all honesty, has had a really fantastic couple of years. If you think about it, as all of us have been, you know, stuck at home for those first several months of true quarantine and lockdown, and then just overall spending more time in our home, you know, our industry not only has it thrived by virtue of the demand that's been placed on it, but has really stepped up to the plate in terms of creating innovations that solve the challenges that consumers have and that give them more joy and more ability to express themselves within their home.
I mean, and it is such a wide range of products that that get developed and then featured and then ultimately end up on store shelves or you know, on internet sites. One of the things that you folks do at the show is you have like global innovation awards, right, for different designs and different products. Can you talk a little bit about some of those products?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Global Innovation Awards honors products in 13 different categories. And, you know, we have five finalists per category. And then on Saturday night, which this evening, we will go ahead and announce the winners in each one of those 13 categories. But we're seeing some really interesting stuff coming out this year. You know, one of the things that jumps out at me, and again, you know, it's the little innovations, right? It's the little improvements on the things that we already have that are really fun. You know, we have Prepera has come out with a honey pourer that actually is designed to cut off the honey at just the right time, so you lose that mess that you get around kind of your typical spout or anything like that.
Wait a minute. I am a huge honey lover, and I need this. I love this. I would like to vote for this to be the winner right now, sight unseen. Oh my gosh, I love
that. I will add you to the ballot as we speak. I will do that right now. Yeah, it's really great. You know, but we see things in the areas of sustainability. We see things in personal care. You know, a lot of folks were doing more of their own, you know, grooming and personal care and, you know, manicures and things at home. So you're seeing a lot of products that, you know, really speak to that, to the consumers taking care of themselves in the home, and especially to all of the new cookers and bakers out there, cooks and bakers, I suppose, out there. Because so many people picked up so many new skills during this pandemic. You know, it's part of the reason, you know, again, in addition to being in our homes, that the industry has really thrived because there are all these different creative ways to express yourself. And when it comes to cooking and baking and how you decorate your house and all of these, you know, again, like a honey pourer, you know, who would have thought of that? But it's these little innovations that really fulfill, you know, larger needs for folks.
Yeah, I mean, and the categories just go on and on, right? Whether it's smart home products or, as you mentioned, sustainability, which is a big movement right now. I mean, across so many industries, but in particular in our homes and how we live, kitchenware, personal care, hand tools, you know, for the kitchen and cutlery, all that kind of stuff is, you know, I've always had the pleasure of and the honor of attending the show and getting to see some of this stuff. And then, you know, within a short period of time, many of the innovations that you speak of are on store shelves and they become massive hits where people, you know, just can't get enough of it. And it's exciting to know that you folks are back again.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, most of the things that we see here on the show floor, if they're not already on the shelves and available to consumers, they will be within the next, you know, 3 to 6 months. You know, they're really here. The products here are really meant to be for the retailers who are looking to buy and to stock their shelves within the next, you know, 3 to 6 months leading into what becomes the holiday season.
Right, right.
So everything that we talk about and we promote that's going to be here is going to be readily available to the consumer before you know it.
Right. And I know that, you know, it's the kind of thing where I'm sure you're excited about, you know, the attendance and different vendors, mm-hmm. as well as you mentioned, the retailers. I mean, we're talking about the big dogs like Targets and Costco and Walmart, all these people
yep.
will be walking the show looking for the next great thing to bring to their shelves.
They sure will. And I have to tell you, we've had conversations with all of these major retailers, and they are just so enthusiastic about getting back into a face-to-face environment. And a lot of it is that they're not, it's difficult to find innovation when you don't have a comprehensive show like this.
Mm.
So over the last 2 years, you've got companies, you know, we have, you know, almost a third of our exhibitors this year are new to the show this year.
That's
that may
great.
Or may not mean that they're new companies to the industry, but they're new to the show. So they may have never been seen by these retailers. You know, you can't do a Google search and then decide, oh, I'll set up a Zoom meeting with them. You
right.
set up Zoom meetings with people you already know or
right.
you've been introduced to.
Now,
so the ability to find new suppliers and new products has just been really, really tough.
Yeah. Now, we can't get, obviously, you know, VIP tickets for people, the average person to come in, but you do have a website where people can go and kind of get a little sneak peek. Is that right?
Absolutely. So I would advise anyone interested to go to theinspiredhomeshow.com. And then as a part of that website, we have a section called Connect 365. And what that is a searchable database of all of our exhibitors, brands and products. And you can go in there, you set up an account, you go in and you can browse all the different products and discover everything that we're having on the show floor here over the next 2 days.
That's awesome. Liana Salama is the Vice President of Marketing for the Inspired Home Show. Congratulations on bringing all those fine people back to Chicago. Have them come here, spend money, stay in the hotels, go out to restaurants, all that good stuff that these trade shows do. And looking forward to seeing you on the floor as well.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Lou.